handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 21st of March. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to stock up on boots and shoes for men and women, boys and girls. Go shopping at your local thrift shop to stock up on boots and shoes for men, women, boys and girls. These would be for the unexpected or possibly invited guests, men, women, boys and girls, that will show up with a smile on their face and not much else. You might want to get these at a local charity-run thrift shop, not Goodwill, but a charity-run thrift shop, typically run by a church group. I know in my neighborhood I get all the boots and shoes I want for men, women, boys, and girls for 50 cents a pair, and I've stocked up on about 80 or so pairs in that manner. It's a smart thing to do. Just bring a large plastic shopping bag with you, a trash bag, I mean a trash bag, and just... You don't want to get the fancy stuff, obviously, if you think that's what you need. You get some fancy shoes. But durable boots and shoes for men, women, boys, and girls that will be holed up under heavy use. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is a proprietor of Gold Wealth Financial. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link on my website at thelibertyman.com. And if you don't have internet access, it's really easy to get a hold of Steve. He has a telephone. That's 480-440-7100. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir.
Steve, I was just looking at a summary of how long currencies remain the reserve currency of the world for the last 500 years. And the longest has been about 110 years. For a couple of different countries. Just before us was England for right at a century. That's world history. 110 years has been the highest, the longest. And we're right at a century right now, aren't we, with the United States currency being the standard for the world, aren't we?
We sure are. And it's all connected to oil.
It is. And that whole paradigm of oil is not very stable when it comes to Saudi oil, our oil, Venezuelan oil. We've had several governments overthrown. The reason Saddam Hussein's country was invaded, not because he was a bad guy, although he was a bad guy, but he posed no threat to the United States. But he did pose a threat to the petrodollar because he started selling Iraqi oil in currencies that weren't American dollars, wasn't he?
Very true. And he did that. Gaddafi did it. You know, and magically these uprisings have come up and they've been well-funded and well-armed and, you know, we will do anything it takes to try and keep the U.S. dollar as the main reserve. Otherwise, if the dollar doesn't have an attachment to oil, our dollar will completely collapse. And
right.
You're starting to see the big countries, Russia and China, you know, and other BRICS bank nations, they're doing everything in their power to get away from the U.S. dollar, and they're trying to use now gold to price their oil and trade for oil. So things are about to change.
Well, it's inevitable that they will change. The United States claims to have 8,000 tons. I'm not sure if they're what kind of tons they are. 8,000 tons of gold in reserve. There's some concern that we may not have 8,000 tons of gold, isn't there?
Yeah, I would highly doubt it.
I've driven through Fort Knox and the gold depository there. It's not very impressive. It's all underground. They have about a dozen or 20 pillars with video cameras on top of them. It's a very strange facility, by the way, because of all those video cameras. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. But, of course, you hear my bumper music, and I sometimes play the Goldfinger theme song from that movie. And it was an interesting premise that a gentleman, a businessman who was really intrigued with gold, wanted to make the gold reserve at Fort Knox inaccessible for centuries. That was what he wanted to do with a nuclear device, that the gold would just stay there, but nobody could get at it. That would make the gold that he had much more valuable. Interesting premise, fantasy. But there's gold held different places in the United States, and we hold, since World War II, we've been holding gold reserves for several European countries, haven't we?
We have. You know, and the funny thing is a lot of our gold is sitting in Europe as well. You know, we had to, when we confiscated the gold back in 1933, people don't realize that we owed so much debt to these other countries, and they didn't want our paper. They said our paper was worthless. So we had to send over pallets of gold to pay our debt. So we have, there's more U.S. old gold sitting, you know, in Europe, and they're holding it, than there is in our country alone.
Well, what you may not know the answer to this, but I believe that much of the rebuilding of Europe was done with loaned money, loaned from the United States, which I would think would somewhat balance the books. Am I wrong there?
You know, I don't know the exact answer to that. I know that, you know, we all like to borrow from each other and own each other's debt more than, and it's the silliest concept, is let's own each other's debt as much as possible. But, you know, China owns more of our debt than anybody. But we did loan quite a bit of money to them.
On the Marshall Plan.
Right.
Right. So, well, that's beyond my the expertise I have and you have also as to how that worked out. But I do know that European government gold that they own is in American custody, and I know at least two of these countries, I don't recall which two, you might, are demand. I think Germany is one, demanding repatriation of the gold that they own that's being held in our vaults.
Right.
What's the status of that, Steve, if you know?
You know, for some reason, they don't want to share too much information. Don't let anybody know what's going on, and I'm not sure why.
And then we had the gold bars that were being exchanged that had tungsten inside the gold bars.
Yeah.
Now, that was done at the state level. This was not some mafia operation. This was government-run subterfuge, wasn't it?
It was. You know, there's so many different cover-ups and fake things that are going on that, you know, we just can never fathom the what's behind all these different moves.
Oh, we can't. But what people can do is take personal responsibility and acquire gold coins, silver coins, gold bullion, silver bullion, and even platinum and palladium if they choose to. Now, if you were getting platinum and palladium, what would be the physical, what would it look like?
I would either do bars or, you know, an American coin, like the Eagle variety. Platinum makes a Liberty coin with the Statue of Liberty on it, you know. But bars for, you know, if you're going to buy into platinum and palladium, I think bars is the best way to go.
Right, right. And these coins are issued by the United States Mint.
Correct. Okay. Except for the bars. The bars can be minted by, you know, smaller mints around the country.
All right, right. Now, what issues are there, if any, with exchanging these bars as opposed to coins in terms of where you can exchange them and the difficulty, if any?
Well, you know, as long as you're cashing them out with a reputable dealer, you're not going to have any issue. You can walk into my company alone and place a bar down on the desk. You know, we have a machine to test it, and, you know, we can pay you. It's pretty simple, you know, whereas
okay.
if you're going to barter with it, you know, down the road for some reason, you want to make sure that it has a good stamp on it, that it's a recognizable bar, it has its weight content stamped on the bar. You know, you don't want something too big, so that way they had to ruin the bar to drill into it and test it. So, you know, recognize this, bars are the best way to go.
Right, right. Well, if I was going to purchase a bar from a private party as opposed to a reputable company like yours, I think I would have the exchange take place where proper testing could take place. That would be a smart thing to do, wouldn't it?
It sure would. You know, there's been, in 17 years, I've had so many nightmare stories of people that have bought fake bars or fake silver. I had a client one time buy on eBay, and they bought two junk bags of silver alone, and he brought them into our company. It was 10 years later, and when he walked in, he set the bag down, and it had a different type of tie on the bag that normally comes from us companies. And I said, that's not a normal bag. We need to open it. And it had a bunch of metal washers. And the man had paid, you know,
he never even looked inside the bag for 10 years?
No, because the guy told him that he bought it from to leave the seal. It's worth more if it's sealed bags. So never opened
right.
it for all these years. And then he came in, and it had a metal clip, which is not the correct, you know, type of closure for the bag. And I said, that's not right. We cut open the bag, and it's just tons of metal washers. And, you know, that'll weaken you pretty quick when you find out that $30,000.
That's enough to make a grown man cry.
It sure did. There's just a lot of people out there that you just don't know. Buying from people on eBay or individuals, you know, make sure you at least find somebody in your town that you can walk into a store and say, hey, can you test this and make sure that, you know, everything in here is real. You don't want to put your you know, financial stability into something that you don't know if it's worth it or not.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Hunt's company, Gold Wealth Financial, is the real deal. They've been in business 17 years. They're down there in Cave Creek, Arizona. Now, that's in what metro area of Arizona?
Phoenix.
Phoenix metro area. And you go, you know, it's a real office that you can go in there during normal business hours, Monday through Friday. You can meet Steve, you can meet his people, and see these marvelous machines that will actually test metals to make sure that they are what they claim to be. Make your purchases and walk out the door, and life will be grand, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
Well, here's how you get started, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a very beautiful publication. It's full color. You can do a download and print it out or read it online if you choose to at goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link to my website, of course, at libertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, no worries, mate. Just give him a call, and they'll mail you a copy in the United States Postal Service. That number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. I'm working with a group of men and women. They want to, they already have some gold and silver. They're preparing a safe haven for themselves in the Ozarks. And they're going to want to have some gold and silver to put in a safe place. I'll be making my recommendations about where it will be safe. But it's smart to have, along with your beans and bullets and Bibles, to have some gold and silver coins also, isn't there?
I believe so. I think you want to have metal for two reasons inside of a collapse. One, you want something you can barter with. You can do, you know, small silver increments, or, you know, if you really want gold to use to barter with, you want to buy maybe, you know, gram bars or 10 ounce gold pieces, you know. But once again, in a collapse, the first thing everybody needs to realize is gold and silver is going to shoot through the roof, because it's going to be the only thing worth anything that anybody can recognize. So your U.S. dollars will go, you know, severely down in value, but your gold and silver will go up. And I think you're going to see gold easily surpass $5,000. You'll see silver $100 to $200 an ounce. So, you know, just realize that every ounce that you have of gold or silver is going to be more than what it is today. And you're going to need to find enough value to buy to get that full ounce worth of metal. So, you know, try to have enough, right, like, you know, right, smaller denominations.
Currency from the Confederate States of America has some slight collector's value, that's all. Currency from countries that no longer exist have some collector's value. There's people get caught up in thinking that the Iraqi dinar is going to make them wealthy.
That is the biggest scam in history.
What a fantasy.
It's horrible. What these people do to these people's money.
Oh, it's going to happen next week. The reset.
Oh, it's such a horrible thing.
Now, I'll spend $3 on a lottery ticket once it gets to a certain amount. It's no big deal. That's about the equivalent of 1 gallon of gas, which when I was a boy was 15 cents. So I'll do that, sure. But thinking buying Iraqi dinars as an investment is an absolute fantasy.
It is. Unfortunately, there's still so many companies out there that you know, I get it. You know, the Kuwaiti dinar, it did get a revalue. But the Iraqi dinar, it's never going to happen. And there's companies, and I know of two individuals alone that put over $100,000 into this. And they go, oh, no, they told me they have inside information. I go, no, it's not inside information, trust me. It's a fantasy land, and they're just selling you pieces of paper that, you know, have been printed out that are worth nothing. It's such a scam.
Steve, in Kuwait, they use Rolls Royces for taxi cabs.
Yeah.
I'm serious. In Kuwait, they use Rolls Royces for taxi cabs.
That's incredible.
Comparing that to Iraq is like comparing Manhattan to Somalia. I mean, it's, you know. you know, what goes on in these other countries, you know, people are almost clueless, aren't they?
Unfortunately, they are, and because, you know, we're on the other side of the planet, we don't know what's going on. We're taking the word of, you know, some con men, and it's destroying some people's lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I've told people, hey, if you want to get some Iraqi dinars, treat us throwaway money. $100, you want to get $100 worth of Iraqi dinars, hey, go for it. Treat it as money that you would spend. You spend $100 to take your family out for pizza and a movie. You know, four people out to pizza and a movie. That's $100.
Well, I think $100 gives you like $300,000 or something like that worth of Iraqi dinars. So
yeah,
that's more than enough.
But reality is gold, physical gold, and physical silver. That's reality, and it stood the test of time. Gold and silver were used as stores of value by the Egyptian pharaohs and the Roman emperors and everybody in between. And we got a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
little song?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop it a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm all forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, 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 down south.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st day of March, visiting with Steve Hunt. We're talking about gold and silver, the history of gold and silver, where it is right now, and how this impacts you and your life right now. Steve, I'm no Civil War historian by any stretch, but I do know that the President Davis was attempting to save the gold stocks of the Confederate States from being captured by the Union Army, obviously unsuccessfully, but the Confederate States did have stocks of gold to back up their currency. This has been what countries have done for centuries, isn't it, to have their paper currency backed up by gold?
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is almost every country does have some sort of backing to their currency that, you know, if they're not using the U.S. dollar, they have backed at least a small position of their currency with gold. And China now has done it. You know, China was one of the last major countries that wasn't doing it. So, you know, we're kind of behind the curve.
Right, right. Well, China's been buying up. We believe we know how much gold, but we really don't. They're very secretive, and as you might expect, India's the same way. And it doesn't preclude individual families from doing the same thing. Obviously, we're not going to be buying it by the ton, but small amounts of gold or silver could literally be the matter of life and death in a severe long-term crisis, couldn't it?
I think it will be, because it's insurance. You know, it really is. It's if you have money sitting on the sidelines today that's doing nothing, that's getting 0.002% in the bank, you know, or you're not even keeping up with inflation, you know, take that disposable money that's doing nothing and put it into some type of insurance like gold or silver, and that way it's there for a rainy day when things do fall apart and you have something you can do to save your life. I mean, having something that you can spend in a crisis scenario is going to be a massive difference for you.
Absolutely. I have a relative, when he was a child, he brought something laying around the house on show and tell day. It was a $20 gold piece, much to the shock and surprise and delight of the instructor. But that was just the way, you know, it was so routine in his household that he just picked it up and brought it to school. So what's routine and normal in some families is quite unusual and unknown in others, isn't it?
That's very true. That is.
Yeah. Well, make it common in your household. I wouldn't suggest leaving around for a third grader to take to show and tell at school, but keep in a secure location. And Steve, you can help people determine what a safe place is for their gold and silver coins, can't you, sir?
Of course. You know, even if you bought it from somebody else in the past, and you're not sure where to put it, you don't want it in your house, at least give me a call before you put it in the bank. You know, there's so many memos out. Even the Department of Homeland Security has a memo out that says they can go into safety deposit boxes and search and seizure of any gold, silver, or ammunition. So, you know, make sure that you don't just put it anywhere. Make sure it's a good spot that's going to be there for you when you need it.
That's right. Or when your children or grandchildren need it. This is a generational thing. You're building a heritage for these children and grandchildren to the future, aren't you?
You sure are.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, I don't want to be caught off by the music here. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour break, and I'm getting some good feedback on these half hours we do. People really enjoy them, and I want to thank you for being with me.
No, I thank you. You know, I've actually had a few calls from listeners as well just to call up and tell me that they're enjoying the time. So I very much appreciate our time.
Okay, that's great. Well, you want to get a hold of Steve, go to goldwealthfinancial.com or give him a call at 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you, Steve. We'll have you back next Thursday.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. We have a bottom of the hour break coming up here momentarily. We're going to have Steve Whitman with us. And I'm going to, during the break, I got his book on my coffee table. I finished reading it. And it's a wonderful book. We'll be talking about his book and how the energy cleaner saved his life. It's quite a heartwarming. It needs to be a movie, quite frankly. I just found out the daughter of one of my friends is doing documentaries, and hopefully I could talk to her about that, but it should be a movie, a documentary or a drama, one or the other. It could be both, quite frankly. it's better than, it's a story better than many I've seen. I know that, what Steve went through on that afternoon, that early evening, several years ago. What a marvelous story. What a marvelous story. And it's all due to the energy cleaner. And Steve's become an author as a consequence. One of the unintended, unexpected, good outcomes of his being through that experience. I don't want to talk about it in advance here. I don't want to steal his thunder. It's a story that needs to be told. And here's our break. We'll be back with Steve Whitman. Stay tuned.
You You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On Thursday, the 21st day of March. I need to get Steve on here more frequently. Mr. Steve Whitman, my friend, he's quite a guy. The odds of him even being alive are pretty slim, quite frankly, given what he went through that early fall day a few years ago. He's become quite the accomplished author. We're going to talk about two things. His most recent book, here's the title, Shaker Madison, Murder on the St. Croix. It's available at Amazon.com. Shaker Madison, Murder on the St. Croix. I think most of his books are listed there at Amazon, by the way. If you put his name in the search box, his titles will come up, including his first book, Winning Life's Lottery. His current novel, it has some fact in there and a lot of fiction. The facts have to do with some very bad decisions being made by the state of Maine wildlife people, introducing a invasive species into these lakes up there, which are going to cause, have in the past, and will once again cause massive problems, and so forth. And so it's a great novel. I took delivery of it the other day. I think I surprised Steve with how quickly I read his 437 page novel. But it was for me it was a quick read, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir,
I'm glad you enjoyed the book.
I just noticed on the cover you got my favorite pistol in 1911. I just noticed there was smoke coming out of the barrel, into the barrel. I hadn't noticed it until just this moment. It's sitting there next to looks like an antique lensatic compass. There's a couple of expended shell casings and a topographical map of, I assume, Maine.
And that's actually the area where my camp is, and where the where the lakes are being directly affected now from the invasive species.
And what is this invasive species for our listeners?
It's an alewife. It's actually a herring, type of herring that lives in the oceans, salt water, and it lives there but breeds in fresh water, and that requires going up into rivers, up into our lakes to breed. And that's where the problem begins.
Right. Well, before human intervention, they could get to some freshwater lakes, but because of the terrain, they could not get to others, correct?
Well, see, that's what we've been arguing with the St. Croix watershed. The lower St. Croix, before it dumps out into the ocean, had several waterfalls that were impassable to the alewives back before the dams were built. And so there has never been or any evidence whatsoever of alewives in our lakes prior to or after the dams were built. And unfortunately, there's a lot of money behind the ocean industry, and with politicians, you know, getting contributions and that sort of thing, there's been a lot of junk science put out about alewives. And unfortunately, they've allowed them to come back up into the St. Croix via fish ladders around the current dams.
Right, right. Well, I've seen this in the state of Washington State. They've got apparatus set up so the salmon can go up river that otherwise they would not be able to go up river for their spawning. But that's a different, whole different matter. This is terribly hurtful to an entire tourist industry where people travel from all over the world to go to fish camps like yours and others, of course, for their recreation, for their holiday, for their vacation. This tourist industry brings in millions of dollars to places that otherwise would have no income, doesn't it?
Well, see, that's a problem, especially with Northern Maine. Right now, about the only two industries we have are tourism and the Maine woods for lumber. And with Canada now supplementing their loggers up north, the price of lumber, even in Maine, has, you know, we can't compete with that. So if we lose, you know, let's back up a little bit. We used to have 20 paper mills in the state of Maine, and
right,
we're down to six now, okay, because
really?
Of the logging industry. And now, with if we lose that, the remaining six mills, along with our tourism, basically Northern Maine will become a ghost town. That's what we're facing.
I'm curious, in your part of the world, is it mostly conifers, mostly deciduous, or a mix?
It's kind of a mix, but right now, far as the lumber industry, I mean, cutting wood for, you know, building lumber, that's really almost non-existent now in Maine. We're basically cutting pulp wood for, you know, paper and that sort of thing in the mills. But the mills going down from 20 down to 6, it's been a real severe impact on employment and whatever in the North Country.
Well, your book, the main character in your book is, he's Shaker Madison, a former police officer, World War II vet. He was in special operations in World War II. His girlfriend slash fiance, I think she wants to get married, Donna Lewis, is a former CIA assassin. And the real star is the half German Shepherd, half wolf dog named Barrett, who has some very uncanny intellectual abilities for a dog, doesn't he?
Yes, he's actually based upon two German Shepherds that I owned for about 25 years. Of course, German Shepherds are a very, very smart animal, and Barrett, you know, has taken after them. And he actually, I wouldn't call him the brains behind the operation, but he discovers a lot of things and helps both Donna Lewis and Shaker solve their mysteries. So,
well, Donna Lewis is a fictional character, and I was asking you privately the other day if your wife was jealous of Donna Lewis, because you really promote her as being quite the athletic, attractive, sexy, intelligent, dangerous, desirable woman.
Yeah, she's quite a complex character. She's a beautiful woman. You know, she specializes in martial arts. She's a deadly assassin, and everything combined, and she's a little crazy to boot. So it presents some problems sometimes for Shaker Madison dealing with her, because she's a woman that really doesn't take any crap from anybody. So
it
gets interesting.
Well, I'll share with you privately what I've been told by psychological professionals about crazy women, but
okay.
it's not appropriate for a family show. Well, you and your wife are considering going on the Royal Caribbean cruise with us. I don't know how close you are to making a decision, but I just reserved 21 cabins yesterday on the Symphony of the Seas cruise liner. It'll be a lot of fun, Steve. I hope you can join us, because I know it's going to. If you bring some books with you, I think you could sell some books.
Well, it's a thing. Our camp, we close down camp the end of September, beginning of October. So it's a matter of whether or not sometimes we stay open later because of the shutdown on the paper mill. They stay at our place, but that's what's kind of holding us up from making a commitment. We have to see.
Okay. Well, if you can work it out, I know we have a lot of listeners who follow you and buy your books and read them. I know there's a lot of people who'd like to meet you and have dinner with you, Steve. Well, you're writing books because of I initially encouraged you to write a summary for publication at Tim Spencer's website about what you went through that October. It was October, I believe, of what year?
It was October 1st of 2013.
2013. And this is 2019, so it sounds like 6 years ago.
Almost.
6 years ago, this coming October. October the 1st. And you were doing your camp management thing, cleaning out a ditch with a backhoe. I'm going to summarize this because we've got limited time. You got shot three times with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol, a virtual duplicate to what's on the cover of this book here, by the way.
Yeah, and, you know what's funny too, John, about this whole book business? When we were making the cover for the book, I had my ideas what I wanted, and I worked with somebody to come up with the cover naturally. And lo and behold, he's the one who thought about the spent shell casings. Okay, on the cover.
Right.
And it turned out, and this wasn't planned, but there are three spent shell casings, and that's exactly the number of bullets that hit me that day.
That's right.
So, I mean, that's weird. And he didn't know about this either, so I don't know. It's just fate, I guess.
And smoke coming out the end of the barrel there. Well, you took those hits. You had started using the engine cleaner just a few weeks before to regain your physical abilities because you'd injured your back. You did regain your physical abilities, and the energy cleaner consequently gave you the agility and strength to escape the fourth and final kill shot that would have taken your life. As it was, you everything had to be in place. Your angels were, and we talk about this every time, your angels had to be looking out for you to survive that shooting in the manner that you did. If anything had been even slightly different, your wife would be a widow still suffering from lupus, wouldn't she?
Yes, yes, unfortunately she would be. You know, everything did go right. I mean, there were so many things. I mean, it was just one after another that fell into place. And like you said, if anyone was lacking or didn't happen, I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
No, no, you would be history. You would just be a memory. Yeah. Boy, that's Steve Whitman. What a guy he used to be.
that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. And your wife was an aerobics instructor, athletic young woman. She contracted lupus and was dealing with that. If you take the pharmaceutical product they prescribe, it doesn't make you blind if you take it long enough. And it was an unexpected bonus of using the energy cleaner that after about, I don't know how many months, 3 to 6 months, the doctors can't find she ever had lupus, can they?
No, they can't. And it really happened unexpectedly because she was getting her blood work done every 3 months. And I think it was after 6 months, they just came back to her and they said, it's gone. And she said, what do you mean it's gone? And they said, we can't find any evidence of lupus in your blood. And lo and behold, she quit the...
Take that test again. I don't believe it. Take that test again.
Right, exactly. And so she basically, you know, stopped the medication, and until this day, she has not taken another pill for it. So it's been several years now.
And what activity is she doing now that she could not do 6 years ago?
Well, she's back in the gym, you know, 4 or 5 times a week in the off season. She even, you know, teaches aerobics once in a while now. I mean, she's, you know, doesn't full-time teach anymore, but it was just her choice, but because she can still do it. She's in the gym. Yeah. She's in the gym 4 or 5 times a week, and she works 7 days a week at the camp, you know, during the summer. So
there's a female vocalist named Lady Gaga who has lupus. I sent a letter to her manager, who's also her boyfriend, offering the energy cleaner. Never had a response back.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is. And people like that, they get approached with all kinds of things all the time, and I understand that. But that's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Here I am on the radio talking to all you folks out there. Why should you believe me? Well, if you're doubting Thomas, I encourage that. That's why I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Now, you injured yourself doing some work at the camp, and your buddy said, if I can paraphrase, why don't you get one of John Moore's energy cleaners? It can't hurt you, Steve. Is that pretty much summarize it?
Well, it was. And, you know, I was just going to say, you know, I procrastinated, okay? I'll be honest. You know, I did. And my friend is the one who basically said, you know, get off your butt. You know, you got nothing to lose. Try it, you know. And he basically coaxed me into ordering it. And it was, again, another decision that saved my life, you know, because...
Right, right. Well, you owe that. You know you owe him big time, do you? You know that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I owe a lot of people big time. I mean, it's even in my new book, the fellow that... Lou Walsh, who's the main character, he's actually the fellow that fed me ice chips in the emergency room that night with 3 bullets in me and helped me through everything, you know, so, and actually I acknowledge him in the book, you know, too, so.
Well, everything was in place. It worked out the way God wanted it to, and here you are now. Are all your books listed on Amazon? Let's go from the top here. We've got, I'm going in Amazon's order, Shaker Madison, The Suitcase Murders, and we've got the current one, Shaker Madison, Murder on the St. Croix, Shaker Madison, Conspiracy to Murder, Killer in the Mist, Return to Longbrook, Killer in the Mist 2, I should say,
yeah.
And Shaker Madison, Backlash of Lies, Here's your first book, Winning Life, Slaughtering an Inspirational True Story, and then Killer in the Mist 3. Is that all of them?
Yes, that's that would make 8 of them.
Okay, what about, I got just playing Killer in the Mist. Is that one we missed?
Yeah, Killer in the Mist 1, okay.
One.
Is one, right. That's 1, 2, and 3, and right now I'm writing 4. I've had a lot of requests from people for me to write Killer in the Mist 4, and that's what I'm doing now.
Okay.
As well as writing another Shaker Madison book. So I'm writing 2 books right now at the same time. So.
Well, what a prolific, productive guy you are, Steve.
Well, I never would have dreamed, John, something like this. If you had asked me 6-7 years ago I'd be doing this, I'd tell you you were crazy, actually. You know, I mean, this is really unbelievable. I mean, you know, when you coaxed me into writing the article, it just started a whole different thing.
It opened up the floodgates. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say it again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. yourself and one for your dreams. You drift through the years and life seems tame till one dream appears and love is
okay, we're
its
back. Living twice, and he's got the second chance. If Crocodile Dundee had an engineering degree and a Boston accent, that would be Steve Whitman. And that's a compliment, Steve, by the way.
That's funny, John.
Well, that's my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Shaker Madison, Murder on the St. Croix, available at Amazon.com along with all of Steve's books. If you enjoy reading like I do, you're going to enjoy these books. They're page turners. I went through that 438-page book in just about, what was it, 4 or 5 days, Steve, and all doing all my other things, taking care of my wife and so forth. And it's such a story. I found out that the daughter of a friend of mine I had lunch with, this man owns 200 machine guns, by the way, and when you walk in his foyer, there's a cannon pointed right at you. But his wife, his daughter does documentaries, and I hope to be talking to her about doing something with your story. Your story needs to be a movie or a documentary or something. It really deserves that kind of attention. And I don't know what you've done in that regard, but every time I get the opportunity, I attempt to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, as you said...
No, it's something I have. Actually, I've had a couple of people at camp. One of the guys came from California, and his brother is a screenplay writer, and he took the book and he's looking at it right now as well. So I don't know if anything. Yeah, I don't.
Well, you never know until you get the contract in front of you. You never know, but
right.
it does need to happen. There's so much silliness out there that pretends to be entertainment. A true story of this nature really does deserve to be told. It is so, so important.
No, I'm just saying it's not so much, I mean, it's survival, yes, but also what went on behind it, dealing with a person with drugs and so forth, and, you know, this happening out of the blue. I mean, not being expected, not having proper awareness. I mean, there's a lot of issues mixed up in this whole story.
Of course there are. Of course there are. Winning Life's Lottery is a story we're talking about, Steve's first book. You need to get it. You need to read it. And it's a heartwarming story. It is. For all these things to take place, and they did, that's why these doctors and nurses lined up to have you buy lottery tickets. Steve, thank you, sir. We'll talk privately soon.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, plenty of essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever get guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.